CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast, gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 5th of October 2025. Here are the main news headlines. Don't miss out. Book now for the RSGB 2025 convention. Join October's night at 8, tonight at 8, webinar for a fascinating talk on a Marshall Islands de-expedition. The RSGB is helping to promote JOTA activities in October. Today, Sunday the 5th of October, is the last day for you to buy your RSGB 2025 convention and dinner ticket. The online ticketing portal closes at 11:59pm tonight, so be sure to act quickly to guarantee your attendance. You'll be able to buy a convention ticket on the door, but not at the reduced rate that's available now. The event is taking place between the 10th and 12th of October in Milton Keynes, and this year's theme is Discover, Learn, Progress. To start planning your weekend, go to rsgb.org/convention and download the convention programme and speaker information. You'll also be able to view the menus as well as see what forums and drop-in sessions you can attend. Click on What Else is Happening in the Convention to find details of the AMSET UK Colloquium, special interest groups, as well as information on Friday's tour of Bletchley Park and the RSGB National Radio Centre. Don't forget that if it's your first time at the event, pop along to the new welcome desk that will be set up in the bar on the Friday evening. If you're going to the convention, remember to make sure you have your QR code ready to collect your badge at the conference centre. This can be either on your mobile or as a printed copy. QR code can be found in your purchase email as well as in the reminder email which will be sent out this week. If you can't travel to the convention, the RSGB will be live streaming a selection of lectures. Find out how to join the live stream via rsgb.org/livestream. If you have tickets for the gala dinner on Saturday, wish to reserve a table with friends, send your name and call sign details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Jamie Williams, M0SDV, will be talking you through the de-expedition to the Marshall Islands for the RSGB's Next Tonight at 8 webinar tomorrow, the 6th of October, February 2025. The V73WW team made 103,864 QSOs using CWSSB Ritian FT8. The team of six came from four countries, with the operators having an average age of only 28. Jamie's a 24-year-old radio amateur who's been involved with the hobby since 2015 and has been busy with contests and expeditions ever since. The Tonight at 8 webinars are live streamed for free on the RSGB's YouTube channel and special BATC channel, allowing you to watch the presentations and ask questions online. Go to rsgb.org/webinars for more information. Jamboree on the Air, also known as JOTA, is taking place between the 17th and 19th of October. The event promotes friendship and global citizenship and is a brilliant celebration of amateur radio amongst the groups within the Scout Association. Samuel McCutcheon, M0UEL, is the RSGB Youth Champion for Scouts, Cadets and Guides, and he's compiling a list of JOTA stations which will be shared on the RSGB website. Sam is encouraging everybody to get involved, either by putting a station on the air or listening out for the JOTA stations. If you're part of a scouting group and you're planning to get involved with the JOTA, please contact youthchampion.scouts@rsgb.org.uk with a summary of your station, name, call sign and any other relevant information. The RSGB is offering four awards for GB2RS news broadcasts that were logged between the 1st of August and the 30th of September. The awards are part of several activities that have been taking place celebrating the 70th anniversary of the weekly news broadcast. Applications for awards should be submitted no later than the 31st of October and should be sent to the RSGB Awards Manager via awards@rsgb.org.uk. Certificates are free of charge and will be supplied as PDFs. Find out more from rsgb.org/gb70rs. On Wednesday, the 8th of October, the YouTuber James M0GQC will be broadcasting his next live episode from the RSGB National Radio Centre. James will be active from approximately 6:30 p.m. on the 40-metre band, using GB3RS call sign. His channel, at Ham Radio Online, is an interactive show where people can call in or simply watch the station live on YouTube. If you haven't already got the centre's call sign in your logbook, here's a great opportunity to do so. The next Essex CW Amateur Radio Club Boot Camp will be held on Saturday the 18th of October. Due to cancellations, a few places have become available. If you'd like a day practicing and improving your CW skills in a friendly, supportive atmosphere, then email Steve, G4OCP, at info@essexcw.org.uk before the 7th of October. Now for details of rallies and events today. The 5th, 50th at Welsh Radio Rallies taking place at Llanfairn High School, Hartridge Farm Road, Newport in South Wales. Doors open for traders at 7 a.m. and for the public from 9:30 a.m. Admission £3. More information, email welshradiorally@gmail.com. On Sunday the 12th of October, the Autumn Dartmoor Radio Club Rally takes place at Yelverton War Memorial Hall, Meavey Lane in Yelverton. Doors open 10 a.m. Admission £3. More information, email 2E0RPH@gmail.com. Also, Sunday the 12th, Hornsey Amateur Radio Club's annual rally takes place at Driffield Showground in East Yorkshire. Exhibitors can gain access from 8 a.m. and visitors are welcome from 10. For more information, email lbjpinkney@hotmail.co.uk. So now the special event news, celebrating 130 years since the birth of radio and 100 years since the formation of the International Amateur Radio Union. Lots of special event stations are active from Italy. You can see live updates on all the stations and their most recent contacts via the India India 1 India Alpha Romeo uniform page at qrz.com. Special call sign GB70RS is in use to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the RSGB's weekly news bulletin, GB2RS, which has been running continuously since the 25th of September 1955. A team of amateurs is using the call sign on a variety of bands and modes, QSL via the Bureau, Logbook of the World and EQSL. For more information, visit the GB70RS page at qrz.com. DX News, 9 operators are active with 5 stations as V6D from Chuuk, that's C-H-U-U-K, OC-011 in Microlesia until tomorrow the 6th. The station is active on the 160 to 6 metre band using CWSSB, FT8 and RITI. QSL via club logs OQRS is preferred or via DL4SVA. cv6d.mydx.de for more information. Bernhardt DL2GAC is active again as H44MS from Malaita Island, OC047, on the Solomon Islands until the 25th of November. Listen for activity on 80 to 6 metre bands using SSB and FT8 QSL directly via Bernhardt's home call or the Bureau. Contest news, both the IARU and RSGB 432 megs to 245 gigs contest started at 1400 UTC yesterday the 4th, ends 1400 UTC today the 5th of October. All modes 432 megs to 245 gigs frequency. The exchanges signal report serial number and locator. UK Microwave 20 group 24 to 76 gigs contest runs 0900 to 1700 UTC today the 5th, using all modes on the 24 to 76 gigahertz frequency. The exchanges signal report serial number and locator. RSGB Autumn Series CW contest runs 1900 to 2030 UTC tomorrow the 6th, using CW on the 80-metre band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Tuesday the 7th, the RSGB 144 megs FM activity contest runs 1800 to 1855, 1855, that's right, UTC. FM on the 2 meter bands exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Same day, RSGB 144 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 2 meter band, the exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 8th, RSGB 432 megs FT8 4-hour activity contest runs 1700 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 70 centimeter band, the exchanges signal report and 4-character locator, and surprise surprise, also the RSGB 432 megs FT8 2-hour activity contest 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 77s band, the exchanges signal report and 4-character locator. Thursday the 9th, the RSGB 50 megs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 6-meter band, exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. The Oceania DXEW contest starts at 0600 UTC on Saturday the 11th, ends at 0600 UTC Sunday the 12th of October. CW and SSB 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are allowed, exchanges signal report and serial number. Now, lastly, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, they write, last week was characterised by very unsettled geomagnetic conditions with a KP index that reached 7.33 on the 30th of September and was often above 5. This is not good for propagation on HF. But what caused this? A high-speed solar wind stream at about 750 kilometres per second, coupled with the BZ component of the sun's magnetic field pointing south, led to the disruption, but there didn't seem to be any particular solar event that triggered the high-speed solar wind stream. The Russell-McFerrin effect is probably to blame. This is a phenomenon where the alignment of the Earth's and sun's magnetic fields during the equinoxes around March and September allows charged particles from the solar wind to more easily penetrate the Earth's magnetosphere. This enhanced connection leads to more intense geomagnetic storms and increased aurora activity as the BZ aligns favourably with the Earth's magnetic field at these times. This may pass as we get further into October. As a result of the magnetic storm, maximum usable frequencies, MUFs, have often been lower than normal. A quick listen on 28 megs on Wednesday the 1st of October confirmed the poor conditions. It's a shame as October is normally a fantastic month for HFDX. The solar flux peaked at 187 on the 30th of September, having been above 170 since the 28th. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain at above 150 to 160 all week. The good news is that geomagnetic conditions are forecast to improve, with a maximum KP index of 3. If that happens, we can expect HF to be better after a day or two, and we might be able to make the most of the autumnal conditions for DX. VHF and up. The current spell of unsettled weather, mainly over northern areas, is typical of the season, but it's common to find high pressure passing by in between the deep lows. In the current pattern, the highs are mainly for the southern half of Britain. This will bring some good tropo conditions at times for the VHF and UHF bands. As we head into autumn, these lifts may linger through much of the morning on some days before the temperature rise breaks down any temperature inversion. A good clue is that it's usually over when the overnight fogs clear. On the other hand, there'll probably be some good rain scatter opportunity on the gigahertz band as the active lows push front across the country, especially in the north. There are signs we may return to high pressure over the country during the RSGB 2025 convention weekend from the 10th to the 12th of October. We have a meteor shower to play with during the coming week. The Draconids peak on Wednesday the 8th, but the shower stream is spread over the whole of the week. Lastly, there have been some reasonable auroral events, so as usual, keep a watch on KP index going over 5, as we said earlier, these autumn months are very much favoured for auroral activity. For EME operators, the moon's declination is increasing and goes positive tomorrow the 6th, so lengthening moon windows and increased peak elevation is the story for the coming week. Path losses continue to fall as we approach perigee on the 8th of October. 144 MHz sky noise will be low for much of the next 7 days. And that's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me also until next week.